This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. A few minutes after 8 here on your Wednesday morning, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's me. That's Kim St. Ange, just down the desk there, and Ethan Bright here running the board for us this morning. Sue Thomas has got the latest on traffic for you coming up. If you run into any problems out there this morning, it could be sunshine. Slow down. Going to be pretty nice. Hey, later this morning, Kim, we are taking the grandkids to Circus Flora, which is underway now.
Where's that being held this year?
It's right down there in Midtown, not too far from the Fox Theater.
Oh, I think I went to that. Yeah. I think Michael and I took Easton one, maybe last year, and our nephew.
It is. The kids always have such a great time at the circus. And I took my grandson last year when he was 3, and his specific memory of the circus when his mother told him he was going was that, I am not eating cotton candy. I took a 3-year-old to the circus, bought him a big humping thing of cotton candy, and he wouldn't eat it. He hated it. He took one bite of it and, like, didn't like it. How could you not like pure sugar?
I guess that's kind of a good thing.
I guess. But that's the one thing he was adamant about. I'll go, but I'm not eating cotton candy. He remembered that from a year ago. So we'll see what happens today. Anyway, that's underway now. And the reason I bring it up is that our friend of the show, Tony Stone, Grillmaster Tony, does all of the cooking at Circus Flora. So when you walk up front to get a drink where they serve the pulled pork sandwiches and all that stuff is all our friend Grillmaster Tony. So if you go to Circus Flora, be sure you stop there and say hi to him or get some of his delicious food because he's been doing that for years now, maybe 10 or 11 years. And look forward to seeing him when I'm over there today for sure. All right, coming up, we got Taylor Riggs, host of the Big Money Show on Fox. Find out how the markets are reacting to this tariff news, which, of course, is that the U.S. and China are on the verge of striking a deal, and that is going to, I'm sure, send waves through the stock market if and when it happens. So we will talk to Taylor about that at the bottom of the hour. And coming up next, we're going to discuss that 23andMe lawsuit that's being brought by 27 states, including Missouri, because this organization has gone into bankruptcy court, and apparently somebody's trying to buy it, and now they're afraid that all of that, your DNA data, which you thought was going to be private, won't be anymore. Sold on the highest mark to the highest bidder. I don't know how they're going to protect it, but we're going to talk to an attorney about that here at about 8:22. But first, let's get to our top stories, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And the only flag that will wave triumphant over the streets of Los Angeles is the American flag. So help me God.
There you go. President Trump talking about the fact that he's not putting up with any guff out there in La La Land in L.A. and what's going to happen if this stuff starts spreading across the country.
People are holding signs saying ICE out of New York City. We've seen flags of Mexico. We've seen the Palestinian flag, and really just a convergence of different issues.
Yeah, issue and no American flags unless they're being burned. You're burning the flag of the country you want to stay in and flying the flag of the country you wanted to leave. Help me understand.
they did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel, keeping us in the bottom of the boat, not letting us getting out and so on.
Oh, it's Greta. Greta, we've ruined her childhood. They shipped her back to wherever she came from. They flew her out of L.A., out of Israel. But what we've learned about Greta Thunberg is they forced that whole boat of malcontents to watch video of what happened on October 7th. So they'll stop spreading the lies that it's Israel that's to blame here.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Whoops. Ethan, that is my fault. I have turned down the audio over here. Hang on. Here we go.
This is, again, coming from someone who is supposed to be an unbiased and professional journalist. This is unacceptable and unhinged rhetoric coming from someone who works at a major television network.
How about that? That is Caroline Levitt, obviously, reporting on ABC News firing longtime reporter Terry Moran just a few days after the veteran news reporter's social media outburst at Donald Trump and his aide Stephen Miller. Said they were vile people and filled with bile and hatred and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what got in his cornflakes or his bottle of vodka, but he should not have been tweeting in the early morning hours.
I agree. I think that was the right move because at this point, you've really lost, the mainstream media has lost the trust of so many people. And they're looking for a lifeboat here. And you can't have somebody like that on your boat because it's going to sink it more than it's already gone down halfway. And you're just hoping that you can not go down all the way. And you got to get rid of someone like that who's just going to tarnish your reputation even more.
I agree. I think it was deserved, honestly. But he'll pop up somewhere else on News Nation or something. He's not going to go away because he's going to miss that $800,000 or $900,000 a year he was pulling down at ABC. Maybe more than that, probably. All right. So you've watched the protests in Los Angeles. We've talked about this a little bit this morning. Do you know why they're protesting, Kim? Do you know why?
Let's hear it.
Some arrests at a Home Depot, right? ICE went in to serve arrest warrants and to arrest three or four people that they had locations on, and one or two of them got away. They were chasing them through a parking lot, and of course they have a rapid reaction team among all of the crazy left pro-illegal immigrant gangs in L.A., and they all responded to the scene and held a protest, and then it just spread like wildfire from there. Stop harassing us. Why are you arresting these innocent people? Isn't that amazing? Well, here's the more amazing thing. A TV station in Los Angeles is now confirming who it was that ICE arrested in L.A., and surprisingly, they were some pretty hardened criminals. Listen to this.
Dozens arrested, but who are they? One person now in ICE custody is 49-year-old Cung Chon Phan. The feds say the Vietnamese national's criminal history includes second-degree murder. We confirm that through both court records.
I heard 8 gunshots.
And our own archives. Eyewitness News was there in 1994 when police say Cung committed the crime in the San Marino home.
3 cars pulled up in front of this home. 8 to 12 teenage gang members emerged from the cars, and at least 3 of them began firing randomly at people attending the party.
ICE also gave us the name and rap sheet of 44-year-old Armando Ordaz of Mexico. We confirmed his criminal history does in fact include rape, sexual battery, and petty theft.
And I play that just as a reminder of who all of those people in the street are supporting, of whom Maxine Waters is outraged that ICE would do its job. Karen Bass can't believe ICE would come to her community and disrupt things by arresting these poor innocent people. That's not who ICE was arresting. And it's a very poor reflection, just like this Garcia character from El Salvador, who's been participating in human trafficking and beating his wife and all of these other things. This is your poster child for what you believe in. This is why you're losing elections, Democrats. This is why nobody buys that. Nobody wants these illegal criminals in our country except you. And the American people have soundly rejected that idea. You will lose this argument, and you're going to lose the battle when these idiots take to the streets this weekend protesting. We'll talk more about that for you coming up in a minute. We'll get to a break because we have attorney Gonzalo Serrano coming up on how your private data, if you've ever submitted a DNA test to one of these companies to look for relatives, your background might be at risk of being sold. So we're going to get to that for you when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.